guests is our returning champion, Rick McCollum from Chicago, Illinois. Stand by to see Rick play for a motorcycle valued at $10,500. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a luxuriously equipped Jeep valued at $22,387 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains of the century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. I thank you. You're very kind. Nice to have you with us for Sale of the Century, and we'd like to welcome back our champion, Rick McCollum. Hi there, Rick.
Hi, Jim.
You know, everybody's been teasing you that you're not comfortable smiling. You don't like to smile very much.
No, I don't. I really don't.
But see, you look good there when you smile. Your friends all out there all said you smile good. You are playing very well, Rick, I must say. You now have $259 in your bank account. You passed on some nice things, including on the last show, gold bars. That must have been a tough decision to make. You are $1 away. You need $260 to buy that motorcycle worth over $10,000. So you are just $81 away from a diamond and gold ring worth $12,000. So we've got a couple things you might want to think about today should you win big. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, good luck. He's a fine champion. Nice gentleman. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Yeah, Rick is not too comfortable
smiling.
He'd rather be serious.
That's a good smile, too.
Who do you have for us?
She works well under pressure. Originally from Franklin Square, New York, say hello to Nancy Maclis.
Hi there, Nancy.
And he is fond of low places from Malibu, California. Let's greet James Reynolds.
Hello there, James. Feel a little bit of some bargains, Summer? Thank you. James, you are fond of low places. What does that mean?
That's true. As a bass singer in my church choir, I'm in charge of hitting all the low notes.
Oh, I see. You don't sound like a bass. Your voice doesn't sound
when I sing.
When you sing, you get it down. All right. Nice to have you here, James. Nancy, you work well under pressure.
Yes, Jim. To relieve pressure, I studied acupressure, and it's not only helped me, but I'm in demand with most of my friends now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think every time you get a pain, your friends get a pain, they call Nancy,
yes.
Right? Nice to have you here. I'm glad you could spend some time with us. Good luck to all three of you. We'll start you off with $20. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to go shopping. Let's get started. What television sitcom takes place in a Boston bar? Nancy.
Cheers.
Cheers it is. $5 for the correct answer. Nancy goes into the lead at 25. Which of our states named its capital after gold prospector Joe Juno? James.
Alaska.
Alaska's right. Yeah, Joe Juno. That's where Juno comes from. And James gets his first five on the plus side. What professional would you go to see if your incisors hurt? James.
Your dentist.
Your dentist is right. James goes into the lead by five. Who is the fourth person in this famous biblical group? Mark, Luke, John, James?
Matthew
is it? Yeah. Used to hearing him the other way. Hey, you got to think about it for a moment. You're right. You got another five. In a London restaurant, you order fish and chips. What is it? Rick?
French fries.
That's what the chips are. Good anticipation of the champion, and he's on the plus five. But it is time now for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead gets to buy bargain merchandise. And James, that's you. Your first opportunity to buy, you've got a $10 lead. And how about, think about the 30s and take a look at this.
James, if you think they don't make them like they used to, you're wrong. Just look at this great recliner, a beautiful oak reproduction of the classic Morris chair, as decorative as it is comfortable, furnished by the Antique Guild. And it's normally priced at $532. But today on Sale of the Century, just for only $6.
Isn't that nice? That's lovely. And I love the outfit that Dar is wearing. It looks like there should be a Victrola or something on the table there. I said that, and most of the young people in the audience are, Victrola? What? James, your first crack at buying $532 chair, cost you $6. You would still have the lead. You'd have a $4 lead. And if you wanted to buy a Victrola, I don't know if you could buy one for $100, I'll give you $100 in cash, too. $632 bargain, you still have the lead. Going once. Yeah, he's going to buy. Enjoy that. Good job. Great time to buy. A sale surprise goes with it. Where is it? That's very nice. You got $100 of my money. You've got the chair. Thank you, Dar. And you've also got as a surprise one, two, three, four, $500 more in cash. Nice job. Hang on to that for James. Thank you, Dar.
cost you just $6. We knock it off your score, and you still have the lead by $4 over Nancy and Rick. The first male to appear on the cover of McCall's magazine in over 100 years was the hot young actor who starred in Perfect. James.
John Travolta.
John Travolta, yeah, he was on the cover of McCall's. First man to do it, then you're over the $30 mark again. Called the inventor of the short story form, this American author wrote The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Nancy.
Washington Irving.
Nicely done. Washington Irving it is. Nancy goes to 30. In the stock market, it's good news, but in a China shop, it's bad news. Rick.
Bullish.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah, so what's that animal? Bull, bullish. You got it. $4 separate the players again. Time now for the fame game. Players are playing for a pick of the fame game board, looking for a famous person. I am an actress, born in Virginia in 1934. I made my first public appearance at age 4 and later became a Broadway dancer. I got my big break when Carol Haney broke her leg in the pajama game. I replaced her and was signed, Nancy?
Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine it is. And Nancy, you've got that pick of the board. Nancy, you got 9 numbers up there to choose from. You'll get what's behind the one you pick.
Number 6, please, Jim.
And behind number 6, we have carpet. Joy Games Carpet in exciting Mulda colors. It's a family fun center with all the equipment to play checkers, chess, tic-tac-toe, and other games. Joy Games furnished by Joy Carpet.
$478 carpet. That's terrific. When all of your friends come over for the acupressure, you just say, Charlie, you sit on the 7, Mary, you go on the 0, and I'll get to you later. And we'll get back to this game later after this commercial timeout. Our champion, Rick McCallum, already has enough money for that gold motorcycle worth over $10,000, but he must win, and right now he's in a tie with Nancy for second place. James is in the lead at 34. What will you get in a Mexican restaurant if you order huevos? Nancy?
Eggs.
Eggs is what you'll get, and Nancy goes into the lead by a dollar. He didn't say much, but this president did say, I do not choose to run. James?
Cal Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge. And James gets another 5, going to 39, back into the lead. From the Greek word meaning air, physical conditioning that combines vigorous exercise, James?
Aerobics.
With dance routines is exactly right. It is aerobics. And James over the $40 mark. Name the famous headquarters of London's Metropolitan Police. Rick?
Scotland Yard.
Scotland Yard it is, and Rick stays very close again with Nancy. But with an instant bargain, James, again, you've got the lead. Your lead is now $9, and you might enjoy this.
James, you can be a real cut-up in the kitchen thanks to this Canson solid maple butcher block table and cutting board. Knife holder, wine rack, and easy roll casters may make entertaining more convenient and elegant from Great Buildings Incorporated. Plus 7 unique Krupps kitchen products, world famous for quality, reliability, and design excellence. Juicer, food slicer, stand mixer, timer, scale, coffee mill, and Krupps renowned Brewmaster electric drip coffee maker. This kitchen pair is normally priced at $758, but today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $11.
Now that's nice. Lots and lots of appliances and the lovely table. You're pretty good there, Greg. I was impressed. You did well there. James, the question is, are you going to do what? Could you use this?
I would love that.
You want it?
It's very good stuff. Well, since you like it, if you're going to be honest about it, I'll be honest with you. $758 it would cost. I'm not going to sell it to you for $11. I'll knock $2 off the price. You can have it for $9, and we would have a 3-way tie. How confident are you you can win, James?
Take it.
Going once for $9. Going twice, he's gonna buy. It's good stuff. That's good stuff. Enjoy that. Well, James has been getting the lead, and that enables him to buy, and he's doing some buying. We'll knock the $9 off. 3-way tie. What common tool comes in varieties called claw, sledge, James?
The hammer.
A hammer is right, and he gets 5 of the 9 right back, but he's back in the lead. President Grover Cleveland's daughter had a famous candy bar named, Rick?
Baby Ruth.
That's right. It was named for President Grover Cleveland's daughter. Baby Ruth it is. Nicely solved. Rick goes to 40, ties James for first place. You're wandering through the lovely Garden of the Gods after having visited the Air Force Academy. What state, Rick?
Colorado.
Colorado was the state that you're in, and the champion goes into the lead for the first time today. Nitrous oxide gets its nickname from the humorous effect it has on you. Rick?
Laughing gas.
That's the nickname. 2 in a row with the champion. He goes to 50. In films, he's portrayed such strange characters as Fielding Mellish, Leonard Zelig, and Broadway Danny Rose. James?
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen is who it is. Yeah, James to 45. Talking about Woody Allen, a very funny, very talented man with a lot of wonderful lines. One of my all-time favorites of Woody Allen's is he said, I'm not afraid to die. I just don't want to be there when it happens. We'll be right back. game is close with the champion at 50. James has done a lot of buying. Just one question behind at 45. Nancy not out of it at 35. She's trailing by 15. Somewhere on the board is a $15 money card. We're looking for a famous thing. I am a breed of dog named for an area on the Adriatic Sea. I look somewhat like a pointer, and I'm clean, alert, useful, and can be taught to hunt. We're very good watchdogs. When we're born, we're covered with black or liver-covered spots. James.
Dalmatian.
Dalmatian is right. And James wins that pick of the board. Eight numbers to choose from now, James.
Give me four.
And behind number four, we have $10.
Wow, he finds a $10 money card. And as I say, you're always playing for a pick of the board. And up there for you was $10 that goes on to your score. And you jump into the lead by five over the champion. Back with all three of you in this. When they gather together to cheer on their hero, what sport is Arnie's army watching? Rick?
Golf.
Golf is what it is. Arnold Palmer, of course, we're talking about. Got a tie again with the gentleman. What part of your body have you changed if you've undergone a type of surgery called rhinoplasty? James?
Your nose.
Yeah, that's a nose job. That's what that is. James beats Rick and goes back into the lead. Speaking of noses, Bob Hope got his nickname Ski Nose. Rick?
Bing Crosby.
From what famous crooner? You are right. He got it from Bing Crosby. Yeah, when you hit that buzzer, you might as well say something. You said the right thing, and that puts you into a tie with James. And it's time for an instant bargain, and with a tie, gentlemen, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century prize hit your buzzer for one of you, this great prize is yours.
James or Rick, we'd like to tan your hide on the sparkling beaches of beautiful Hawaii. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a week's stay at the Kona Surf, set in tropical gardens surrounded by the bay, ocean, and a golf course located on Hawaii's Kona Coast. Luxury rooms and island entertainment furnished by Kona Surf. And it's normally priced at $2,176. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Wow, that's a great prize. May I? That is a major prize there. Can I have one? I'll take one. That's it. If you would, you buy this, I'll send over the fruit for you, too. James, Rick, over $2,000 trip to Hawaii, and I'd love for one of you to have. Could cost you the game, but you'd have a great trip for 15, 14.
One of you has to buy it.
13, 12, 11.
Come on.
Two questions, $10 for an over $2,000. Nine.
Buy it.
Eight. $6. Going. Going. James is buying again. James, congratulations. You've got yourself a trip. Cost you just $6. Have a pineapple. Think about
Thank
Hawaii.
You.
It's all yours. We knock it off his score. He's going to Hawaii. Rick's in the lead. He might go off on a motorcycle. We'll find out after this. Oh, yeah. Well, I often say you can pick up a lot of good things along the way. You know, James, you are over $4,000 now in cash and prizes as a challenger. And he's still in this match because Rick's at 60, James at 54, Nancy at 35. In the Bible, who was the famous father of Ham, Shem, and Japheth? Noah. Noah. No one wants to try that. Name the eastern industrial city whose golden triangle is formed by the juncture of the Allegheny and Monongahela rivers. That was Noah's River. No, that's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh. Ah, you West Coasters, you wouldn't know that. Pittsburgh. Great city, Pittsburgh. To what actor was Lauren Bacall talking when she said, if you want anything, Rick?
Humphrey Bogart.
All you have to do is whistle. Humphrey Bogart it is. Rick goes to 65. Yeah. Third and final crack of the fame game and a $25 money card up there someplace. A famous person. I am a man of the cloth, born in Britain about 389 A.D. It has been said that I founded more than 300 churches and baptized more than 120,000 persons. After I spent 6 years in slavery among the Irish, I determined to convert them to Christianity. Legends about me claimed I used the three-leaf shamrock to illustrate, James?
St. Patrick.
To illustrate the Trinity, St. Patrick's exactly who it is. And James, you've got that pick of the board. What number do you like?
I'd like nine.
And behind number nine, we have $15.
Where was the 25? But James found the $15 money card. We add that to his score, and he goes into the lead by $4 over the champion. Down to the wire we go. We finish it up with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. James at 69, Rick at 65, Nancy at 35. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What animal is used to symbolize the Republican Party? James.
An elephant.
Right. Which gas is the chemical symbol H? James.
Hydrogen.
Right. What is the capital of Arkansas? Nancy.
Little Rock.
Right. What? No. In the popular rhyme, what frightened Miss Muffet away?
A spider.
Right. In what country would you be if you're vacationing in Rio de Janeiro?
Rick. Brazil.
Right. Who played the title role in the movie Patton?
James. George C. Scott.
Right. What name is given to the lowest female singing voice? James.
Alto.
Right. To a Scotsman, what is his wee bairn? Rick.
Kilt.
Wrong. In what state would you find Zion National Park? Time. The average adult should have how many teeth? Rick.
32.
Right. According to the title of a 1974 film, who doesn't live here anymore? James.
Alice.
Right. In what country would you see an amazing landmark called Stonehenge? Nancy.
England.
Right. What name is given to the final meal shared by Jesus and his disciples? James.
The Last Supper.
Right. Girder, time is up, and we have a new champion as James wins it going away. He did a lot of buying, and he still won it. Back to the new champion in a moment. First of all, Zion National Park is found in Utah. To a Scotsman, a wee bairn is his child or his baby. And the capital of Arkansas, and I don't know if I heard you right on that or not, Nancy, but it is Little Rock. She did say Little Rock. Right, okay, I'm sorry. I misheard you, and your score is correct there, Nancy. My apologies. I've got to say goodbye, first of all, to the champion. Well, Rick, trying for that motorcycle and didn't make it, but along the way, you've had a great stay, Rick. You've got yourself what the book cassettes, the gym equipment, which would be great for you as a stuntman, the silver, the luggage, the VCR, and the camera. I know you said you wanted $470 in cash. You've got yourself $3,900 in cash and prizes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice, gentlemen. And good luck in your career, Rick. And Nancy, I'm glad you got a pick of that board up there because you've got yourself the carpeting with the cash in front of you. You're over $500 in cash and prizes. Thank you as well. But it is James Reynolds who cleaned up, and he could clean up some more. He's going shopping. Come on there, James. Well, with all of that buying, you still won it. Congratulations. Great job, and a good win, too. You got yourself $104 in that bank, and $104 means very easily you can afford to buy this.
Keep a record of all your digs with this commemorative gold camera. A flagship 35mm model finished in black with 24-karat gold trim. A limited edition from Sammy's Camera. Normally priced at $3,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Cost just $85, you won with $104, so you very easily can afford to take that camera and leave us. Talking about gold, however, should you decide to play on, put your money in the bank, you are just $71 away from real gold.
All that glitters isn't gold, but this certainly is. 17 gold bars. Each bar is 24-karat gold Credit Suisse, weighs one troy ounce, and is stamped 999.9 pure gold, furnished by Duke Ferreira of Los Angeles. Normally priced at $5,967, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Just $175, you've already got $104, so you're $71 away from that if you took the risk and won again. Now, a lot of other prizes up the line, but there's one that's really luxuriously equipped. I have never seen this kind. You want to go off-road riding in a big way, try this for $530.
For a fast getaway, this exciting Jeep. Luxuriously equipped, a rugged 5-speed featuring power steering, alarm system, stereo, and a telephone, furnished by LSC Financial. Normally priced at $22,387. Yours on sale of the century for only $530.
And $750 would get you every prize we've got on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $54,000.
And that's $123,854 in cash and prizes that could be yours, but that's a ways up the line. Right now you've got $104, and think about taking the camera and leaving, or putting your money in the bank with the gold bars. The next thing up the line, just $71 away. James Reynolds, you think about that, and we'll get your decision right after this. James Reynolds, you've had a moment to think about it. You've got $104. Easily, that would buy you that camera. Take the camera and leave with everything else you've picked up. You've already over $4,000 in cash and prizes. Or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again. Gold bars are just $71 more away with another win. What's it going to be?
I'm having fun. I'd like to stay.
You're going to come back. So we'll put his money in the bank. We'll put another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. 65,000 TV challenges next time. On Sailor Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Prices are manufacturer-suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.